This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Sunday, December 9th. God's word to you today is, hear no falsehood. Our scripture reading is taken from Jeremiah 29, verses 8 and 9, and it says, "This is what the Lord of Heaven's armies, the God of Israel, says. Do not let your prophets and fortune tellers who are with you in the land of Babylon trick you. Do not listen to their dreams, because they are telling you lies in my name. I have not sent them. Do not allow people tell you what is not God's will. Do not allow people tingle your ears with things that are contrary to what God has said. No matter how nice it sounds, do not listen to them. God had given his word through Jeremiah. God gave a specific time they will be in exile and how to relate with the people. When God has spoken, there will be people that will try to talk you out of what God has said to you. Do not listen to them. Like the children of Israel, God is saying, be careful of false prophets. The story is told of a lady whose pastor told her to bring a chicken so he could pray about a certain situation. False prophet. God has already taken Jesus for every form of sacrifice that needs to be made. God answers all our prayers when we pray to God in the name of Jesus. Nobody needs to ask you to bring a chicken, a goat, or money for him or her to pray. Besides, God is your Father, so you have direct access to him in the name of Jesus. Jeremiah 29, verse 5 and 6 say, build homes and plan to stay. Plant gardens and eat the food they produce. Marry and have children. Then find spouses for them so that you may have many grandchildren. Multiply, do not dwindle away. When God speaks, he is always clear. If there is anything you do not understand, then go back to him and clarify. He is your Father. God had told the children of Israel what he wanted them to do and how he wanted them to relate with the people in Babylon. When people begin to tell you things that are contrary to what God has said, do not listen to them. No matter how sweet it sounds, do not listen to them. Instead, continue to endure with the word of God. In this life, we'll come to situations where we will feel exiled or stuck. Situations where we would rather not endure. Like trusting God for a life partner or for a child, for example. Such situations can be very trying, but the truth about it is, God is faithful. He says there shall be none barren in the land, and he has set the solitary in families. Do not get bitter or begin to listen to false prophets. Develop character, endure it, and you will testify. In Jesus' name. Let us pray. Lord, I choose to live by your word, to trust your faithfulness in every situation, and endure and develop character. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv. For more information about our locations and services, God bless you.